The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lighting, and you're gonna crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
You know, we have an identity. You know, we want to be able to run the ball. We want to be able to do both, though. Great teams can do both, especially later in the year. You know, so our identity, we want to be balanced. We want to be balanced, but no question, you know, if the game come down to us winning it, we want to be there. We want to be the ones that everyone can count on.
There's Melvin Gordon on this Is It Just Me Friday. Is it just me, or have I been hearing this for the last 5 years? We've got to run the football. We have to be balanced. We have to make a commitment to it. And then, Mark, they go out year after year and don't. They have offensive coordinators who, I guess, just want to get back to being a head coach again in the NFL, and they completely ignore it. But everybody pays lip service to it. How about we actually do it one time?
If you're going to do it, you got to commit to it, Mike. And you got to be okay with 2 yard gains, as long as they're physical 2 yard gains. It's a mindset more than it is anything else. The other thing is you have to know what you are, right? You know, I was talking to a coach a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the run game, and you know he wants to be better. And I'm like, yeah, hey, no crap, really. You want to be better at it? What are you willing to do? And I said, you know, one of your problems, as I watch your film, is you think of second and two as a down to, or second down and one to take a shot, right? Throw a 40-yard shot play down the middle. See if you can get a big touchdown. And my philosophical belief is second down and one is a shot play to take a shot on the defense and make them lick their wounds, move the chains, and have another four downs to beat them down for a while, to wear their butts out, you know? And I go, until you change that mindset, until you're not worried as a coordinator about maybe I'll get another chance to be a head coach, you're not getting another chance. It's not the way the league works. You know, you've had a chance. You had a chance in Cleveland, Pat Shurmur. You had a chance with the Giants, right? I don't know if you had another chance. I don't remember. I don't have the whole litany of coaching places that you've been, but you've had two chances. You're not getting another one. That's okay. Be a great coordinator.
Do what's best for your team instead of trying to do what's best for you.
Absolutely, but that goes...
He's not alone, by the way.
But that goes in general. Like, I think Vic Fangio should turn over play calling and be a head coach.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I feel like I got a lot of proof this year. I've been working very hard off season just to have a great year this year, so I feel comfortable in all the hard work I put in this off season to be able to come this year and do what I do.
All right, Jerry Jeudy, certainly off to a good start in camp. You convinced he's put last year's drop issues behind him and is ready to take off in year two?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, absolutely. The drop thing, you know, everybody goes through issues that way. Everybody goes through, you know, as a young player. I mean, Jerry Rice had drop issues when he was a rookie. You know, there's just a lot. There's a lot of knowledge. There's a lot that you have to do. I mean, it's tough, obviously. And I believe that he can get that done. I really do. So, and you watch him in camp, man, his fluidity of movement, his quickness, his, all the route running ability, all that stuff is phenomenal. So, yeah, certainly I believe he can get that done.
Yeah, I just don't think this is something that's going to plague him his entire career.
No, absolutely
not. Everybody goes through them at some point. I was listening to old pal Joel Dreesen was on the other day. Congratulations to Joel going into the CSU Hall of Fame. But
that's,
you know,
really cool.
He talked about, you know, one training camp where, like, you know, he was dropping balls every single day, you know, and he was in a slump.
Right.
You know, to the point where Gary Kubiak's telling him, you know, catch the bleeping ball.
Right.
And, you know, he worked his way out of it.
Yeah.
Most of them do.
I never had
a problem with the drops. Next, nope. On the Morning Brew.
Westbrook left the circle, guarded by Snell. Westbrook left wing outside the arc, but three, it's there. Oh, it's there. What an exclamation mark by Russell Westbrook.
That guy is stuffy.
That is
Westbrook.
Westbrook.
That's he sounds like
it's there.
He sounds like the old time 50s and a. The boys in blue. Okay. Here come the boys in blue. Starting nine.
What was the?
Oh, it's there.
Look outside the arc, but three, it's there.
I don't even care about Westbrook. I want to know who this guy is.
I know, we
got
to find out who this guy is. So Russell Westbrook gets traded to the Lakers.
Ugh.
So is it over? Is it over for the Nuggets and everybody in the West? Is this new super team yet another LeBron super team? LeBron can't function if he doesn't have a super team around him.
Right.
Poor LeBron.
Yeah, poor little guy. I guess LeBron will defer, right? LeBron makes smart basketball decisions. So he can defer. I always wonder, like guys like Harden, guys like Melo, guys like Brett Westbrook, like they seem to be offensively oftentimes ball stoppers, right?
As soon as they get it, it's just over.
So I just wonder how that mesh works with LeBron and with him and whoever else they
have. Last year was not a good year for super teams. The Clippers have, the Paul George, Kawhi Leonard experiment has been a dud. First year with Durant, Harden, and Kyrie didn't work out. Injuries, chemistry issues, do they work? We'll see. But we're coming off a year in which we just had the Milwaukee Bucks win a title, Milwaukee against Phoenix, get Atlanta in the Final Four. So maybe the need to go out and get a super team isn't as big as many people think. It is an interesting thing that they've got, but I saw George Karl on Twitter yesterday, and he's not a big fan of this move. He still thinks they have a lot of depth and bench issues.
So. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people who said, man, that seals their fate as not winning a championship because it's just not going to work. But we'll see. I mean, yeah, like I said, one thing about LeBron is he's always seemed to be able to defer and do those things that he needs to do to be good. So we'll see.
NBA draft last night, the Nuggets picking at number 26 took VCU guard Nishan Bones Highland, a 6'3", 173-pound guard. All right, let's get him into the weight room. Next on the Morning Brew.
Bam leads at second. Here's the pitch from Freeland, and that is hammered deep to left field. Tapia goes back, can't get it. It'll hop over his head again. Bam into score. Tatis hustling for two. He slides, and he's safe. Padres take a 1-0 lead.
Padres radio. The saw a busy day in the trade deadline, with the trade deadline coming up at 2 p.m. today, our time. A lot of moves yesterday. How about what the Dodgers did? But the news here. Trevor Story, John Gray, yet to be dealt. Mark, if they're not traded, they become free agents. And maybe the best the Rockies will get is like a second-round sandwich compensatory pick for these guys. And they're getting roasted right now for the idea that they're going to just let them walk without getting anything in return. I know the Rockies front office does things that just leave us scratching our heads, but I guess I've got to give them some benefit of the doubt. They can't be this clueless that they're prepared to just let these two guys walk without getting much in return. I'm actually choosing to look at it the other way, that they think they can re-sign both of them.
Well, everybody has said that there's no way. Like, they say John Gray wants to be here. He wants to pitch for Colorado.
He stressed that again yesterday.
Okay, so maybe they feel like they can get John Gray re-sign. But from every report from people like Patrick Saunders and other people who cover the Rockies, everybody says there's no way they're getting Trevor Story re-signed. So they're just going to settle for the compensatory pick. Maybe that's better for them because they, Trevor Story, does he bring people to the stadium?
Come on, Mark. One thing we've understood about the Rockies this year, they're going to come to the ballpark regardless. Has very little to do with the product you're putting out there.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you traded Nolan Arenado.
Right, I get it.
They still came out to the park this year. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Cecil Lammy! Did I hear Cecil last night on with Nick saying it's time to already call the quarterback battle? Cecil joins us next.
Yeah.